Oh my God.
Hello, you ready?
Yeah, okay, so we're recording right now. So my first question is, what was your experience in the South growing up?
What was my what?
Experience in the South growing up.
What was my experience? I was born in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, in the year of 1957. And I was born from a midwife. You know what a midwife is?
Yeah.
Midwife is when a lady come over to the house, because back in those days, black folks couldn't have access to doctors. So my mother had to have this lady in the community deliver me. So from the age of 1 through 6 or 7, I was in South Carolina. And then when I was school-bearing age, we moved to North Carolina. So in first, second, and third grade, we were in this place in North Carolina where my mother got her first teaching job. That's why we moved there.
Mm-hmm.
And those were segregated schools. They were all black schools. There was it was a 1 through 12. So you had first graders, and I ever through the 12th grade in that school. My mother was one of the 12th grade English teachers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I never went to school with any white kids until I came to New York. But during that time, I was always going back to South Carolina because my grandmother lived in North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, which I go to now, which was very, very segregated. They had all black beach, which is called Atlantic Beach. My uncle was the first mayor of Atlantic Beach, and my other uncle, my mother's brother, was the first police chief of that beach.
Yeah.
It is, you can look it up. It's mm-hmm. still a historic place. This particular beach is still in existence. They had two piers, and I remember this growing up when we could only go to that one beach when we were little kids, and it was separated by two piers. And in the middle is where the black beach was, Atlantic Beach. And when it was a good, good, hot day, all you see is black skin all throughout the ocean. In that part of the water, then you look to the left of the pier and the right of that next pier, all white water, white-skinned people.
Yeah.
Little did they know, they were separating us, but little did they know that we were swimming in the same water. But they just couldn't swim next to us. And I spent a lot of time with my aunt, my mother's sister, on her farm. They were sharecroppers. Sharecropper means that there's men that owns the land, and her husband used to work in tobacco. I used to work, help him with tobacco. And sharecropper means that everything that they got from the land, they had to give to, it wasn't a slave owner, but it was all almost like giving it to the master.
Yeah.
Because they got a share of everything you got off that land. He had tobacco, he had pigs, hogs, goats, anything he grew stuff. So he had to give a share to that particular man. Never forget him. Same was Hugo Vereen. And his wife's name was Miss Kate. And they made us call her Aunt Kate.
Ew.
And she was nothing of my aunt. And what else can I tell you? Oh, I remember going places and you couldn't drink water in certain, you know, there was a colored water fountain
mm-hmm.
and then there was the white water fountain. And I can still see that in my mind. There were bathrooms. When we would go on, like when we finally moved to New York, in my when I went to fourth grade, it was the first time I ever went to school with white children. And on our way, we would still come back and forth to see my grandmother on every holiday that we got. And we had to do certain things. We always had to pack lunch or chicken, black people chicken, and bring it on the road because there were certain places we couldn't stop at. Certain bathrooms we couldn't go to, so sometimes we had to go alongside the road because of, you know, the segregation. And you didn't want to, because it used to be just my mother and my aunt most of the time driving, and there'd be two black women driving, and we didn't want to get caught on the road when it's night. They had to do all kinds of things to keep from, you know, upsetting the white people.
Yeah. I have another question. Sorry. Have you ever, like, experienced any, like, persecution, like, in your entire life? Like,
have I ever?
Yeah, like, have the police, like, stopped you, like, and how was that experience, if so, you know?
Wait a minute, I can't hear exactly what you said.
I said, like, have you ever been persecuted for being black? Like, has anybody stopped you, like, the police, like, and if it has, like, can you share that experience?
Oh, yeah, when I used to be there in the summertime, my grandmother used to send me to the store, so I walked down this road, and they used to throw bottles at me, call me nigger, and on my way to the store for my grandmother.
Yeah,
and that's why I get upset when you guys just throw that word around, and I say to you, that's a very hurting word, and that's why I don't use that word to this day. Mm-hmm. I remember going with my grandmother, because I remember I told you there was no doctors.
Yeah.
For black people.
Yeah.
And I used to go to the doctor with her. They had one doctor, which was about 30 miles away, and another one. And I remember going with her in the doctor's office, and we would have to go around to the back. In the front was the white entrance. They had air conditioning, and it was so nice. You go around to the back, but all the black people had to be. Mm-hmm. They didn't even have fans, and it was hot in there. But it's the same doctor. But go ahead.
Okay.
What else?
Do you think the government has done enough for black people in general, or African Americans? Like, have you seen a progression in how, like, the whole, like, race is treated?
Has the government done what?
Has the government done enough? Like, do you feel like times are better now than they were before?
That?
Yeah.
When you ever hear you say institutionalized racism, those things were in place, and it's systemic, and we are feeling parts of what they did to us then until now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, government not taking care of the needs of people of color. Go ahead. What else?
Okay. What are your thoughts on the movement Black Lives Matter? Do you think that it's okay that...
I don't know why. You sound muffled, but go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. I said, what's your thoughts on Black Lives Matter, the movement?
I think that's a great movement. And people turn around and say, all lives matter, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I agree with that. But Black Lives Matter was what people forget the point of what that all was about. We are tired of our black young men being just shot by police just for being black. That's what that was about. And the attention moved away from the fact that police were just executing these boys to some other, it just went haywire. And that was another government way of, just like our president talks, to evade, rather than talk about police reform and police prejudice and police discrimination, they took that to another level that you know, they missed the issue about the fact that black young lives were being killed and murdered, and it's still the case, but they don't want to look at it in that light. Go ahead.
No, that was all my questions. I appreciate it very much.
No, it's not, because you could have asked me this before.
I know. That was all my questions, I swear.
So I don't like you.
I love you, Young.
Yeah, I'm obligated to love you. But, you know, I don't have to like you.
Okay, thank you.
I love your mother and sister better than you.
That's now. No bueno.
What?
I said no bueno.
Whatever, no bueno. Yeah, I bet. Yeah, I'm to another Telly student right this moment. How you doing? So that's all?
Yes, that's it. Thank you very much.
What class is this for?
AP US.
AP US. Who's the teacher?